Accusations of body dumping, a fake alibi, neglect and abuse have aired during a coronial inquest into the death of Lachlan Jones. The three-year-old Gore preschooler was found in a council sewage pond just over a kilometre from his home in January 2019 and couldn't be revived. Two police investigations found Lachlan accidentally drowned, but his father has disputed these findings. Our reporter Tess Brunton told me the latest from the inquest in Invercargill.
So Lachlan's brother and the son of Michelle Officer Lachlan's mum, Johnson Scott, has taken the stand and is giving evidence. So his testimony is suppressed until he is finished giving evidence, and we're expecting more witnesses to take the stand later today.
So it was a very emotional day yesterday. Remind us what Lachlan's mother told the inquiry.
So Michelle Officer has accused Paul Jones, Lachlan's father, of being verbally and physically abusive and manipulative, saying he assaulted her and there was a protective order in place at one time. She said he was motivated by money and had a gambling addiction and was cruel to her older two sons. So we have also heard that Lachlan kept on running away on the night that he disappeared. She said that she left him watching YouTube after nappy changes couldn't go ahead, and then her other son called for help. So she said that she got back and he was missing and then ran out to find him, found him, and he continued to run away towards her friend's house where he knocked on the door. She said she spoke to her friend briefly but then wanted to change his nappy, and he was out of her sight for about 30 seconds when she left and decided she couldn't see him, so she left to try and find him. And from there, the search became more panicked and more people joined in. She said that she remembered being absolutely numb, in shock, and she thought that he would be found.
What was she asked by the other lawyers?
So the key questions that were really coming out of it were from the lawyer from the boy's father, Max Simpkins, who took an accusatory tone with her, alleging that she disposed of his body at the sewage pond and saying that she was unable, or suggested that she was unable to control Lachlan. Now, Michelle Officer has said that's not true and that Mr. Simpkins was making it up. He also suggested that Lachlan's health, suggesting he had ongoing problems, and that it could be examples of neglect or abuse. She has denied that and said that she took him to the doctors whenever possible. Another really pertinent point was the 111 call, where he questioned why she didn't call out his name during that 111 call, which she said that she was on the phone to the operator and really thought that he would be found alive, despite the allegations that Mr. Simpkins put forward that she already knew he was dead.
How long is this inquiry supposed to go for?
The inquest is expected to run for 3 weeks in Invercargill before a second expert phase starts in August.
That's Tess Brunton from the inquest in Invercargill.